From Tibbetts on May 2nd, 2011, this is Beware Fake Mac Defender Antivirus Software by Adam C. Angst. Well, the news of the Weyland-Yutani crime kit is more concerning for the Mac platform as a whole. Security software firm Intego has identified a new piece of malware that masquerades as an antivirus program called Mac Defender. This Mac Defender isn't in any way associated with a German company called Mac Defender that runs the MacDefender.org website and writes geocaching and other GPS-related software. A fairly specific set of conditions need to be true for Mac Defender to be downloaded and installed, including visiting a poisoned website, allowing the web browser to open files after the file downloads itself, and then entering an admin password in the installer. But if all that happens, Mac Defender adds itself to the login items, displays a menu bar icon, and looks like a real antivirus program. See the Intego security memo for screenshots of what it looks like. Mac Defender's goal appears to be to scam users into paying for the program, and to that end, it claims to find viruses and also opens porn sites in the user's browser every few minutes in an attempt to make users think they're infected. After paying, the warnings disappear. Of course, it's entirely likely that the purchase process is designed as much to steal credit card numbers as to make money from purchases, given that the charges can be reversed if the user discovers the scam. Mac Defender is an example of scareware, an increasingly popular type of malware that attempts to trick users into thinking they are infected with viruses in order to extort money and credit card numbers. Intego's Virus Barrier X5 and X6 with updated malware definitions do protect against Mac Defender. Mac Defender isn't sufficiently subtle for us to recommend that you run antivirus software. Just avoid iffy websites, and for goodness sake, if you're ever asked for your administrator password by a software installer that you didn't explicitly download and run, don't enter that password! It's also a good idea to uncheck Safari's Open Safe Files After Downloading checkbox and its general preferences. I believe Firefox and Google Chrome always ask for permission when you first encounter a new type of download, and you can clear previously granted auto-opening permissions in Chrome's Under the Hood Preferences, choose Chrome Preferences Under the Hood Downloads, and in Firefox's Applications Permissions, set the desired file type, such as zip, to always ask. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Angst, and still not running antivirus software, but it's getting annoying. These people are actually starting to get a little sophisticated. It's not a ugly-looking app when this actually runs.